Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're so
sad. Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's a blessing for us. This is our 14th Operation Proper Exit. The first one was in Iraq in June of 2009.
Reader, which I am now a stand-up comedian, is why it's warm that we're in the chapel. Blue collar, definitely, for sure. You know how military guys are, and you know how we really get down to the grit when it comes to comedy and living life.
It was about a 2-hour, 45-minute firefight, so the very deep it took out myself and Sergeant Rogan from the flight, but it's been a long road, and this has been the best experience so far. We got to fly over where we got hurt yesterday, and it was kind of surreal to see it again.
It was pretty much just a bad day. It's just an honor to be back here. It's pretty cool, you know, having the doctors tell you that you can't do something and that you will never do something again. And it's cool to be back here, proving everyone wrong, myself and to them.
Welcome to the Catholic Church.
Catholic chapter door.
I told you earlier that I was on the side of the road, and I mean, I felt my body shutting down, and I heard someone asked how much longer on the Blackhawks. So about 15 more minutes, and someone else hollered and said, "We ain't got 15 minutes." Body was shutting down, and that's when I jumped up and I said, "Yeah, we did got 15 minutes. We got all night if it takes it." But it's just the power to keep fighting and be alive. I was telling Sergeant Major earlier that three things that's helped me: my kids come to this world, accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and putting on this uniform.
We're coming up on 6 years now. I went through Walter Reed. I was there for about 2 years, just undergoing surgeries and rehab. I finally kind of got sick of it, left, went home. And I'm trying to get up to, hopefully, Paralympics. I'll at least be doing the Warrior Games, but I want to powerlift in Paralympics as soon as I get back into the gym. But after that, I'll be trying out for shot put as well. I just got married in September.
Congratulations.
We have a little one running around. It'll be 2 January 5th. And hopefully, I haven't really said that much, but somehow people are getting confused. I have a 2-year-old that we're trying for a kid now. I kind of got caught saying, we sort of are. It's just really weird. Hopefully, you know, in the near future, being especially just one more child. And, started off, so I'm at probably the best point ever in my life right now, and it's gone pretty fantastic. Now being out here, I finally get the last closure, which anyone that's deployed knows, which you guys all are obviously deployed. When you say that, the best thing, or what I used to think of the most, is getting off the bird, you know, coming home and getting off the bird with everybody, and having that moment to come back, and that's pretty much what I've been waiting for.
Obviously,
I want the audience to be awkward. I just don't stare at him. Sandy. Eventually, when I can tell that they're getting really awkward, some of the squirms almost start to clap, like, oh, what do we need to do? You should see the other guy. And let him know that I am a burn survivor. Thank you. I've been extinguished for years. I've actually burned over 38% of my body. like I was telling you earlier. Which is, I mean, the plus side is, one, if I go out in public, you can't tell if I have a giant zit on my face or not. 38% less chance of getting skin cancer. Coming today's rough economy, not having a whole lot of money, being in the military. Military retirement doesn't go a long ways. So I'm so cheap, I expect to discount my cremation. Those are not burn survivors, we have our own special wave. It's not a secret thing, you know, you buy a Jeep, you learn the Jeep wave, everyone knows where you go. Same thing when you get burnt, you learn the burn wave. If you're some big Hawaiian dude out of luau, it's going to be...
What Operation Proper Exit is, they bring wounded warriors back overseas. We get to speak to both wounded and active personnel that are over here right now. We get a little feedback on what they're doing, what the mission's like, and we get to see how much Afghanistan or theater's changed over the last year, and it's incredible. So it's good to know that, you know, both the wounded and non-wounded, that everyone's sacrifice has not gone unnoticed or unchanged.
For the people here in Afghanistan or wherever they're serving, is that you give it 100%. You don't ask to get injured, but when you do get injured, just know that you got the best medical care in the world that's going to take care of you. It's going to get you home, going to get you well, going to get you back on your feet, going to get you doing the things that you thought you wouldn't ever be able to do again. You're going to do it, and you're going to do it 100 times better.
April 2007, there in a big surge just north of Iraq in Zaganiya. Only survivor out of five guys in the vehicle. Burnt really bad. 6 months inpatient, 3 years of recovery with surgeries and everything. And from that, it's crazy when you go through something like that, you never think, what can I do now? How can I serve and continue to help others? And I found that through motivational speaking and using my sense of humor doing stand-up comedy. It's amazing how humor is truly the best medicine.
Proper Exit is, more than anything, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for a wounded warrior to come back to the battle space and experience putting the uniform back on, spending time with the deployed troops, and more than anything, leaving the way he expects to leave this time, without the enemy having a voice, and leaving on his own terms.
It brings us back to essentially where we got hurt, and lets us leave on our own, under our own terms. It's been way more than I expected. Yesterday we got to fly over where I was actually injured, and see the updates to the area and stuff like that, and it was pretty emotional. It was a hell of an experience, kind of surreal.